This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about climate emergency. Oh, yeah, you guys should be afraid, very afraid. We're also going to talk about shutdowns and lockdowns and kind of what you can do to prepare for them and what you need to really be worried about. And I'm sure we might get into Israel a little bit too. You never know. Because, you know, it's just a matter of time before it's World War III and martial law and everything's locked down. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you got to keep your options open. You know, whatever crisis comes, you got to be ready for it. All in. So today's crisis, though, climate emergency.
What's today's crisis?
Climate emergency. Dude, Kevin, I'm reading these articles and it's shocking. Shocking. Yeah.
Shocking, huh?
The Guardian. Now, this is a little older. It's 27 July. So, all right. You're like, oh, October. Okay. Yeah, a couple months. All right. No problem. So, you know, a little disclaimer, but there's lots going on right now that we're going to get to. But it's out of the Guardian, and they're saying Joe Biden must declare a climate emergency, and he must do so now. He's missed his opportunities to keep the world under 1.5 degrees Celsius of heating. He's just squandering it. Squandering. Mm. So it says we've passed into a ferocious new phase of global heating, which is and much worse to come. Biden must declare an emergency. Terrified by what's being done to our planet. I'm also fighting to stop it, and you should be afraid. That's, I mean, dude, I read that. I was just like shaking in my boots. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be terrified.
If people are taking it this seriously. So I guess what.
Yeah. And if Joe Biden was the president, the great president that we all thought he was. He would have already done something about this and solved global warming. Turns out he's not as good as everybody said he was.
Gary, take a listen to this. This is what Joe Biden has to say about it.
Mr. President, you call climate change a code red for humanity. The World Health Organization said it will cause an additional 250,000 deaths a year starting in 2030. Are you prepared to declare a national emergency with respect to climate change?
I've already done that. National emergency, we've conserved more land. We rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We passed a $368 billion climate control facility. We're moving. It is the existential threat to humanity.
So you've already declared that national emergency.
Practically speaking, yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's all in, right? Well, practically speaking.
You know,
that's a straight, like, politician answer, you know?
Yeah, you know, is it me? You know, a lot of people say that Joe Biden is getting old and that's why he can't talk. But every time I hear him speak, it sounds like he's kind of drunk. You know what I mean? He's slurring his words. Maybe he's just an alcoholic. Maybe he's in perfect shape for his age. He's just hitting the booze,
you know,
a little bit hard.
He's a Southern boy, you know? They
said they had that he has a stutter. But when I listen to him, it doesn't sound like a stutter. It sounds like he's slurring his words. I don't think they have his Alzheimer's medication dialed in right
is?
Or something.
It's dialing.
Yeah, something's off with this guy.
I don't know. So, and then I went through. So, bottom line is there's a bunch of crazy activists, and you have some senators like Elizabeth Warren, and you know, like the kooky, you know, over the top, you know, ones that you know are over the edge, and they're all like, "Oh, it's so desperate. We have to do this. We have to do something." Now, I guess declaring something an emergency. All right. Now, we did that after September 11th. We did that another time too, somewhere in there. I don't know. Whatever. So you can restrict travel, and they have the right to even like restrict communication and information. So that's something. Mm-hmm. And basically, the way they're acting is if we can't get Congress to do anything, then he needs to go this whole emergency route, you know, just
right,
shenanigans.
Right.
And
yeah, it can be a national emergency. And then the president kind of has whatever power.
And then
he
mysteriously
wants to
have. The UN is like all about America doing this and restricting America, but they're somehow not worried about like everybody else. It's just like, yeah, America, you need to, you know, get on that. Cause obviously we need to push America down. And that's kind of, you know, it goes back to, we did an episode a couple weeks ago about, you know, government by emergency. And it's it sure feels like that they are trying to find an opportunity to kind of control and manipulate things. A lot of guys are out there suggesting that it's about, you know, upcoming elections, that, you know, hey, if we can get people to not go out and be afraid of congregating and voting. Which I'm not sure, like, they figure, to me, people who are, like, afraid of COVID or whatever it is, or afraid of driving the car because they're going to push the planet right over the edge when they go out and drive their car, that sounds like...
It was that one car, right. That one trip to the grocery store.
That sounds
that was
like
it.
Somebody who might be voting for Joe Biden to me. I don't see, like, a Trump supporter going, you know what? I might get COVID if I go get in that line. I'm not going to go vote. So I really don't even see how suppressing turnout for elections really, you know, is a Republican favor or the other way is going to help Democrats. I don't really see that, but you know, whatever.
Well, we gotta lock down the Trump supporters. That's the trick. So we're going to have to figure something out. I don't know what it is. We just, I don't know. Do we just ban four-wheel drive pickup trucks? You got a lift kit? You can't vote?
Thing. So I guess what they're saying is they want to restrict gas sales. All right. Again, now work with me. This is not what the White House is saying. The White House, when they get asked about it, they don't make any radical, crazy claims. Like they... Again, it's all relative. Like it's radical and crazy to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're saying, hey, we want to restrict offshore drilling in the US. He's saying he wants to like shut it down completely. And that's something he might do. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's not radical and crazy. But really, when we think with a logical brain, that is radical and crazy. He's talking about no drilling in the US. Again, and really any kind of production of fossil fuels, he's talking about limiting or shutting down. They are saying that from the White House. What the crazy people are saying is, oh no, he needs to go way further. He needs to shut down the power grid for 3 hours a day to get people to just chill out and use less. You know, we can be like North Korea where we just shut it down at night and be like, nope. Shut it down, hit the breaker, and country's going dark, you know?
Yeah, I think that's you know, the thing is, there's always crazy people saying crazy shit. It seems like this crazy shit is getting amplified more and more.
And that's one of the things I've been seeing. And one of the things that really concerns me is I know none of you guys, and people like to think that we're not swayed by public opinion, but there's a lot of people who are like, well, everybody else thinks it is an emergency. And to be honest,
right.
You know, any of you guys who've looked into marketing and that kind of thing, to be honest, they phrase things and they word things that connect with people. There's a lot of A/B testing, or, you know, now with AI, they actually say it's A/B/C/D/E/F/G testing or whatever. Like, they put a million different phrases and wording in front of you and see which one gets the reaction. And then the one that seems to connect with people, they start really pushing it. And my point is, a lot of times public opinion is being swayed by bots and, you know, fake news and memes and, you know, all this other stuff that's not even based in reality. You know, it was funny, Rush Limbaugh back in the day always used to play these clips. Like, he would talk about, he imagined that all the news stations got a fax of the talking points each day, because the reason was because everyone would use the exact same wording. And he would play like 20 clips, you know, at three different people on CNN and three different people from, and even Fox would be right on board. You know, they'd all have the exact same sentence, you know, word for word. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, somebody is scripting all this, and it really does shape and change public opinion. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you have to be all in. Oh, there's a big mastermind cabal behind it all or whatever. I'm just saying, however you want to take it, people's opinions are shaped and changed by what's coming out of the newsrooms and what you're seeing on social media, you know, and I think it's very naive to think otherwise. But I don't know. What are you thinking? I've seen all these comments here. People,
I think that a lot of this stuff is absolutely scripted. You know what I mean? It's not just, you know, every time an event happens, it seems like every politician has the same take on it as everybody else on his side of the aisle. You know what I mean? Whether it's Democrat or Republican, they all have the same thing. You know, I mean, with that situation in Israel right now, everybody came out in support of Israel. Fine. I have no problem with that. Everybody's down on Palestine. But the fact is, there's kids dying on both sides now. You know what I mean? It's not like one person's good and one person's evil. They're both doing shitty stuff, you know? And burning kids alive is
going into daycares and cutting all their heads off. How about that one? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But also bombing apartment buildings with kids in it. That's pretty awful too. And, you know, I'll probably get canceled for saying that. You know, you're not supposed to come out in favor of Palestine. I'm not saying that, but, you know,
Kevin, you're going to hell. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, murdering children is usually not a good thing.
It's just
whatever side you're on.
Did you see? I'm looking at news stuff, and they're saying that so all of Palestine gets free electricity provided by freaking Israel. That's how Israel was able to shut it down.
Yeah, that they had that one power plant in Gaza. Everything else was supplied by Israel.
That's crazy to me. And they don't even charge them. They were like, it's just too complicated.
Oh, really?
No, they've been giving them electricity for free for a long time. I don't know. I don't have 10 times and whatever. But it's crazy. So I guess my worry, I mean, I can read you all these articles. They're talking about they want to cut greenhouse gases and restrict travel if they raise prices of gas and put big taxes on it. Or if they, you know, alternate when gas can be sold to cut people down. But mind you, we didn't have any big benefit. You know, they said, the planet's healing itself when COVID, remember? We all shutdown.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's going to be so great. You know, everything's, you know, the planet's healing. Nobody's driving. How come we didn't get the big fix?
Yeah. Well, Chuck, what you don't understand is that the government in the United States, we can just lock things down and print money and send it out to everybody and just keep doing that forever. You know what I mean? Inflation, it'll cause inflation, but you just print more and more money. You know, next time the checks is $2,000. And then the following week, it's $3,000. And you just keep upping the check. And that way, you stay ahead of inflation. And then everybody can just stay at home. Keep the liquor stores open, though, because, I mean, that's essential workers right there. Close everything else. And then we just all stay at home and get drunk. I support
the
this
new
plan.
whiskey generation. Well, that's more and more. So, like, I don't know. So basically, you guys probably haven't noticed this as preppers, but people have lost a lot of the skills that they used to have as far as self-reliance goes. And people's the whole supply chain seems to be getting moved further and further away. And it's weird because the hippie movement is kind of bringing it back to more local and doing that kind of thing, which I like. You know, I'm happy about, you know, that, but you know, people are distant. They're not connected to reality. They don't have any skills anymore. People can't think outside of their phone, and even the skills they have, they're getting from YouTube and whatever, which YouTube's a great tool. And I actually learned some cool tricks and whatever. I'm not saying it's bad. It's like books, you know, you can just sit and look at girly magazines all day and it's not maybe going to help you. Or you can read books on, you know, how to build, you know, how to create nuclear fission or something, you know, whatever. It's, you do it, you know,
you can
do whatever you want to do with the information. It's how we apply it.
Yeah, I support the girly magazines.
I thought
you might.
You know, I thought I was going using the wrong example as I said it. I was like, you know, a lot of guys are going to be like, yeah, that is a big benefit. And I'm like, wait, no, that's not what I was going for. But,
yeah, no, I got you. I think I have to say, though, when it comes to my phone, you know, and I got the jab. Just to,
full disclosure.
Just to be clear about that. And everybody on the internet, on my phone, told me that my phone was going to go off on October 4th, and it was going to turn me into some sort of a zombie. And then October 4th came and nothing happened. And I'm a little fucking disappointed, honestly. I was all in for the zombie shit and nothing. You know, I had somebody already lined up to smash my head in and, you know, fucking wasted opportunity.
Yep.
I was really counting on Bill Gates to turn me into a zombie and nothing. And I'm really upset, disappointed, all the negative emotions, all of them.
Yeah. No, exactly. I wish you'd brought some of your pictures from, I seem to recall some Halloween nights. You guys had some kind of like ghoul crawl or something.
Yeah, tonight is the night.
It's coming back? Nice.
Yeah. Zombie crawl, bar to bar. You get a discount on your drinks, the whole town, if you're dressed as a zombie.
That would have been awkward if there were a bunch of zombies out there and they had this scheduled. You wouldn't
real
know who
zombies?
The real ones are, who the fake ones. You don't know who to hit with the porcupine stick. You know, they. Anyway, that would be where you take a bat and you put like finish nails all in the end and make it all prickly. Like, like pine.
And you just go out there and start smashing. I think I might do that tonight just in case. just
you know,
safe.
Safety, right?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we'll appreciate it. So bottom line, I don't necessarily think that what we need to be afraid of right now is climate emergency and they're going to shut down everything from that. But I do think we do need to start taking more seriously that more lockdowns could be coming. And it seems like they're jumping from opportunity to opportunity. And by lockdown, I mean limited travel. Whether that's, you know, gas prices go into unreasonable, you know, rates where they actually tried in some areas of COVID where you had to have like a paper that you were an essential worker. You know, I don't think that was really that widespread, but it happened to people, right? It did happen to people in the US where they were like, hey, you can't travel here. And that's a thing. So you need to prepare for that. And I hate to say it, I do think in some crazy nut job places like California and different areas, you might have where, you know, there's limited power and, you know, hey, you know, you're going to go for 3 hours a day without electricity or something like that. These are things we need to kind of prepare for. When they limit, you know, what if they limit 18 wheelers on the road where they're like, you know what, you can do a third of the trips that you're doing or half the trips you're doing, you know, however they institute that, whatever, you know, they have the logbooks and whatever, they control what's going on. They can slow down in the country to essential. You know, hey, you're only allowed to move essential goods. Well, what's essential to, you know, your favorite politician might not be, you know, might what's it essential to you might not be essential to your favorite politician. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, you need to be aware of and, you know, things that we need to prepare for. Now, there is.
I think it's funny how you use the phrase favorite politician, because I'm trying to think and I don't know. Maybe there's one I hate least.
Mitch McConnell. But
it's definitely not a favorite. I can't think of anybody.
I said, I thought you were a big Mitch McConnell fan back in the day. Oh, maybe Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer. Yes. He is my senator. And AOC. He somehow gets reelected every damn time, but I don't know what the hell people are thinking. But I'll tell you something. Every election cycle that comes around, he's hugging mentally handicapped kids on billboards and all his ads and stuff. And I don't know, but I think that you can be severely mentally handicapped, but if you're over 18, you can still vote.
Yeah. Felon in some places, whatever, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Write it in for him.
Yeah. Slowburn made a comment about how, you know, we used to deal with things and everything's an emergency. That was the big, you know, what is it? Kid Rock always said, life's a bitch, but I deal with it, you know? That used to be the thing. And now everything is like, oh, I'm offended. Save space. Oh, my God. Shut the country down. Nobody can do this anymore because, you know, the world's going to end. And it's just insane.
Yeah.
Well, Dianne Feinstein might be a favorite.
She is. Isn't she dead now? I don't know. Maybe that's my favorite type of politician, one that's dead. But, you know. If you go on online and search news websites and look up the word crisis, a million different topics will pop up, and every one of them is a crisis. Everything is an emergency. Everything is like the end of the world. If it bleeds, it leads, right? And that's how they sell newspapers. I guess they don't sell newspapers anymore, really, but that's how they try and sell newspapers. Everything is a crisis. Everything is an emergency. Everything is the end of the world, and I mean, if you actually read the news and watched the news on TV, you'd think like, we're all done for, man. We're all done for. There's a gun crisis. There's a climate crisis. There's every kind of crisis you can imagine. We've got one.
Yep.
You know, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? They have to sell those newspapers somehow. And if you're smart, if you wanted to have like good mental health, just turn off the TV, turn off your phone, go outside for a walk. It's not really that bad out.
Turns out it's kind of nice out. Hunting season started this morning in my local area. So I'm just
Oh yeah?
You might want to be outside.
Bow season started last week.
I was out this morning already. And of course halfway through it just started pouring rain. And that too. And I'm like, my truck's full of wood. And I'm like, yeah, crap, I gotta go deal with that. Then I'm unloading the truck, and I had like pallet forks on the tractor. I'm lifting out as much as I can, and the rain's pouring. Got to feed the bunnies, got to feed the chickens. I'm like,
how are those bunnies doing? Have you eaten any yet?
Or you're another still week or so, and it might be time for the butcher, but or freezer camp, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing, though. All right. Like I was saying, climate emergency may not be what, you know, causes this big stuff. You know, some variant of COVID or whatever else comes back and haunts people. I don't know. You know, that may be the issue. It may be something with, you know, this whole Israel crisis. You know, people are really worried about, you know, how we've had open borders for so long. And, you know, that's how they kind of did. Hamas did it in Israel, was kind of just slipping in right. A bunch of people. And then, oh, we're here.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Who's to all say that couldn't happen in the U.S.? And I'm not saying, you know, full-on invasion of our country from, well, even though it really kind of is a full-on invasion. I know you got some full schools in New York there. Some buildings and hotels are being occupied by, less than legal citizens. But hey, everybody's legal, mm-hmm. right? There's an app. You can just fill it out when you show up at the border.
Chuck, do you ever think about how insensitive you're sounding when you call people illegal? Don't you think that hurts their feelings? You're not supposed to say illegal immigrant anymore. It's undocumented worker.
No, they are workers. If
you can hurt,
they're going to get a job.
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like that's not really.
I feel like they use that phrase intentionally. You're like, well, they are workers. Are they?
They are workers, they? Yeah.
I'm a horrible person.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I mean, we'll you're insensitive. Viewers, and you're hurting numbers people's just feelings drop right
down
now.
And nope. Everyone's like, delete. I'm afraid. Chuck's horrible.
Yep.
I know. Yeah.
You shouldn't listen to this show, honestly. If you want to keep your social credit
score
in good standing,
go.
Don't watch this show.
Life's.
We say offensive things. The whole episode is just offensive.
Hopefully the tears are really tears of laughter, but they might be tears. I can't always read people's intentions, you know, with the feelings. So, you know, who knows? But that was things. So they said they were showing up at the border. They fill out an app and it's like a 10-minute process. And they're like, yep, you're on your way. No problem. And of course, you know, there's all kinds mm-hmm. of trafficking and stuff being, you know, oh yeah, this is my kid. They're with me. Yep. They're mm-hmm. we're together, and then they said they're giving them court dates to like prove their case to why they should be given asylum or whatever. They said if you come across the border now, you can expect a court date somewhere around 2030. So you just gotta come back.
Nice,
it'll be no problem. So you know, 10-minute interview.
Come back in 7 years.
If I get a speeding ticket, it takes longer than a 10-minute interview. So I don't know, you know, of the guy harassing me like an idiot at the side of the road. I don't get speeding.
Now you're upsetting the police. This it's whole episode apart. Is going down the toilet right. so fast. We're in trouble, man.
Bottom line, you need to step up your self-reliance game. So obviously, you know, COVID, paper towels, toilet paper, all that stuff became a big issue. Really any kind of hand sanitizer, soap, laundry soap, like, man, all kinds of stuff. And then it was weird how mm-hmm. that, like, I don't think anybody saw it coming where that whole chip shortage thing came in from COVID. Because you got to realize people not going to work and the supply chain, you know, disruptions of not being able to get parts and things like that, how much it, you know, really changed. Mm-hmm. I know that there were issues with my truck and getting parts was a big deal. And they were like, we're going to have to put in used parts at the dealer. And I'm like, that doesn't sound. Yeah. You know, and they're like, well, it's like a year and a half wait if you want parts. And I'm just saying these are things, you know, so having backups and redundancy is something to think about. But think about what's essential. Like, so that stuff matters, right? Coffee matters to me. Whiskey matters to Kevin. You know, tequila matters to, you know, certain people. I just, you know, different things. What's important to you, you need to have on hand and you need to stockpile. Water and fuel, but I would say fuel might be something you really want to think about, you know, storing.
Yeah, that might be the bigger
making sure that the gas cans are full. And I'm not saying like you won't be able to get it. I'm just saying it might be more expensive or, you know, I've seen mm-hmm. where they've done where, oh, 5 gallon limit or, you know, something like that. And that right. happens. You know, we had that with hurricanes and different things where, you know, things slow down. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Uncle Whiskey yeah. recommends.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's going to be
redundancy. Yeah.
Redundancy. I don't think that it's going to necessarily be the right. same stuff.
I think,
too, you know what I mean? They might have things dialed in. So you have to kind of pay attention to what's in short supply and what's going to happen. You know, it might not be toilet paper and hand sanitizer next time, but, you know, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have some extra toilet paper by the bulk
yeah.
Size now, ones, you know? Otherwise, you know, the whole COVID, I was in the backyard with the garden hose washing my ass crack out because I didn't have any toilet paper, and Chuck had a whole damn
shed. I was going to mail it to you. And then I was like, yeah, he could use some leaves in the backyard, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to set you up. Like, you know how Amazon has that like auto ship or, you know, the scheduled delivery. Mm-hmm. So I was going to send out like one roll every other week, you know, just have you on the regular.
Right. You just have to use right. one right. square every last. Time you go to the bathroom. Use both sides. It's
I feel
fine.
Like if I had given you four rolls all at once. You would have just burned through that. Like, are you even going to take it seriously?
Just going right through. Using it like crazy.
Right. So we don't need anything like that. I would say I think everybody needs to be worried about electricity and fuel, you know, heating oil, things like that. You know, stuff for mm-hmm. that stuff. If you could keep that stuff full, that would probably be a smart idea. As far as electricity, you know, maybe having some kind of solar backup, even if, you know, it's obviously restricted to your budget, but if you had something that you could run some essentials at the house off, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe it's a gas generator, but that's kind of, you know, redundant where if you don't have, if they're limiting electricity, they're probably going to be limiting gas. So yeah, it's right. maybe not the way to go, but having some kind of solar backup where you could have limited function, that might be something really to consider. Now, one of the other things mm-hmm. Chris says maybe get a bidet, like, you know, the little squirt. You know what I saw, dude, on one of the prepper things? I think I actually have it. One of my kids bought it for me. They have like a hand like squeeze bottle of water. So it's like a grid down
you
squirt bidet.
It up your,
yeah,
up
grid
your crack?
Down bidet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, so you nice. Just give it a little, yep, and you're good to go. Uh-huh. So, you know, you got to
keep yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think bidets are a terrible idea. When you have a hairy yeah. ass crack, like I do, yeah, you gotta get a good right. clean in there. You know what I mean? A good deep cleaning. So, I don't think a bidet is a terrible idea. I was actually all thinking right, about getting right. one.
I think I'd mentioned it one time way back, but I had a customer and I was fixing, they had the washer dryer in their bathroom or whatever. And so I'm in there, okay. you know, fixing the dryer or something. And he's got like one of those hand sprayers, like you have on the kitchen sink next to the, like mm-hmm. it's on the toilet tank and it's connected to the plumbing. And I'm like, what's this?
That's pretty impressive.
You know, and I knew about bidets. So I'm like, I'm interested. What's right. going on? And
I'm intrigued.
So I'm talking, and the white guy's wife's like red and horribly embarrassed. He's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell he's thinking. And the husband's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Let me show you. And he's like, I just give it a squirt and I just plumbed it right in and I'm good to go. And
right.
and I'm like, dude, you're the freaking man. And the wife was like, horrified.
Yeah, that's smart, man. That's a like, smart dude. Yeah.
But, you know, hey, whatever. To each their own, right? You do you. As long as your butt ends up clean at the end of the day, I say that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and, you know, if you're watching this podcast, that this is some of the stuff that we, you know, we're helping you guys out with bringing you some smart ideas. And if you're, you know, your ass crack right. has to stay clean. There's nothing worse than dirty assholes and you know, somehow we keep electing them to Congress, though.
Dirty assholes. Yeah, that sounds right. So
mm-hmm.
with that, one of the guys had mentioned when we were talking about fuel is transfer pumps. And one of the, and they were saying, you know, that way you can have a big storage tank and that kind of thing. It is hard to work the money into the budget to buy a large volume of fuel. But you can watch. I mean, to be honest, where I am, gas is down quite a bit from where it's been recently. You know, in the last 6 months, it's on the lower end. It would be a good time to maybe restock. Actually, I think diesel's up where I am and gas is down. Or at least the gap between the two. Like for a while there, they were kind of like right at each other, you know, like in line. And now that gap's coming back up where I guess maybe diesel stayed the same and gas came down. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Point is, what I had considered in the past is because I have a tractor and like pallet forks is 55-gallon drum. And where I live, people just go to the gas station and fill that kind of thing up. I know in New York that the police would have came and whatever. I probably wouldn't do it next to the policeman here, but you know, who knows? I don't know. I've seen people do it. I don't know what the law is. I haven't looked into it. You check your own. Maybe I'm talking to the people who live in some backwards country and those guys could take this information and find it useful. I'm just saying wherever it might be.
Or you can, some backwards country where you can actually do whatever you want. And,
but let's say you get the approved gas storage container with the proper documents on the side. What you can do is you then put it on a pallet. You go to the gas station, fill it up. Now, the cool thing is you can just build a platform to set it on where it'll gravity feed down into your tractor, your car, your gas can that you're going to carry to your car, whatever, where you can have a big storage tank without a pump. Therefore, you're not limited to electricity. Now, there are hand crank transfer pumps and different things. I'm not saying there's not options, but I'm saying that's a option you might want to consider. And that wouldn't be bad. Now, another thing they our government seems to like is, I hate to say it because this is America and we have the First Amendment, but they like to restrict communication and news and information. Obviously you guys are all getting excellent information from the Survival and Basic Badass podcast where you would want to like and subscribe and leave good reviews and say, damn, those guys really are stuff. You know, helping me out. I'm just saying that might be something you do, but have you considered ham radios? That's another thing. Now, again, the government likes to stick their nose in things.
Yeah. You need a license. Don't you?
Well, I think it's been for a long time. You need a license, but, also even on the local level, CB radios and things that are less restricted, just being able to talk to people in your community and find out what's going on. You know, if they don't have you out on the streets and you can kind of hear what's going on, hey, there's a mob kind of outside on block, whatever, that might be useful information. So setting up communications and working out things so that you're able to get in touch with people you care about and, you know, then things are really going to be a plus. Faraday cages, that kind of thing, you know, protecting stuff if there was an EMP or something like that. But having that stuff is the first step, and then protecting it is the second step. You know, you need both. Also, you know, people always, they never seem to have batteries or, you know, things like that. Flashlights. It's funny because when I first got into prepping, like mag lights were the thing, right? And you know, they came out somewhere in the middle there with the LED mag lights, right? And they're brighter and more impressive. And I go back and I have brand new ones in the package and you can't even like open them up because, you know, if you did put a battery in there, they're all locked down and garbage. And then even when I had a brand new one where the batteries were set aside, I put in two fresh batteries. I compare that to any of the lights that we use now. And they're not even close to as bright. I'm like, oh, this does, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to do with this. I got to say, though, having solar chargers for batteries and a setup and a plan and a way to take care of business. I know like diesel stores really well. So I have a rotation of diesel cans, you know, at my house. And to be honest, yeah. My tractor does not use that much diesel. And I mean, I use the tractor a lot, but yeah, I mean, if I'm tilling or doing something, they call it PTO items, you know, where you're turning things on the back, mm-hmm. then you have the higher RPMs
right.
and I'll burn through more gas. I'd say I use about 5 gallons of PTO work, you know, with my tractor a year, and maybe probably 3 gallons mm-hmm. of non PTO, like moving dirt or stuff like that. You don't right. use any gas freaking, you know, just moving dirt and stuff like that. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you might use more gas. I mean, when you get enough DUIs and you have to drive the tractor yes. to the barn home, that's when you start using up that now, gas.
Another thing that actually could help you with lockdowns, believe it or not, is getting to know your limit and getting to know the planners and the different things, going to the town meetings. The more connected you are, it's kind of one of those shady, you know, favor kind of things where mm-hmm. it's only going to help you, right? And school buses might be a place to find diesel. Uncle Whiskey said that's not a bad, you know, the school bus yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck those kids,
right? You just, Matt, mm-hmm. dude, EMP proof school buses, right? How many old school buses? Now they're all fancy and new now. I don't know. But they yeah. used to be, I mean, that was the dream, right? Maybe they have the old ones in the lot in the back or something. But either way, diesel is mm-hmm. Is the place. I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that's the thing. Martial law. Like I said, anything could happen where you're restricted going out and they're just like, oh yeah, you're going to have enough food in your house because the government's been telling you to prepare for forever. Right. Remember ready.gov, right? All those commercials, mm-hmm. they told you to have 2 weeks yep. worth of food. So what the hell's wrong with you that yeah. you need to go to the store? You need milk and bread. Yeah. What? No.
You want fresh no. vegetables? You asshole. No.
I got enough peppers in the backyard nope. that, you know, we're good for a long time.
Yeah, it's getting to be harvest time. I know my garden was a little yeah. rough this year. You know, we got weird rain patterns and too much rain is what it was during the summer, but still got plenty of food out nice. Out there coming in.
Now this morning or last night, I was at work and I work weird hours. I get home at like 11 o'clock at night and the wife sends me a message at like 9:30 and she's like, can you help me pick jalapenos tonight when you get home? And I'm like, I guess like if we, so we're out there mm-hmm. with flashlights digging through, filling 5 gallon buckets. I'm like, sure. You know, hey,
what are you going to do with all those jalapenos?
I have so many. It's insane. But no, she's like, oh, I have to go to this extra farmer's market tomorrow. And she's like, I sold them all today. And I'm like, you sold 5 gallon bucket of jalapenos? And she's like, yeah, yeah. So uh-huh. I'm like, all right. You know, if that's what's working. But anyway, bottom line, you need to step up your preparedness. It's not just an idea. It's not the same, you know, oh yeah, he's always saying, you know, get ready, whatever. I'm just saying, have the stuff in your house. Be ready to, oh yeah, pickled jalapenos. Yeah. Be ready mm-hmm. for what's coming. And it does feel like some more shutdown stuff is coming and some changes are coming. And that's the crazy thing is you don't even know what it's going to be from. It's like one of 20 things right. is going to shut us down. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea which one. And that's what's right. insanity. It's like they're desperate to try that out again. Oh, it worked the last time, but then it kind of came out like it was a scam. And they're trying to like double down on proving this is like a normal thing that you should be used to. And, you know, right. it is that whole conditioning thing. That getting mm-hmm. you used to how the world works and it's kind of messed up, but know your place. That's what they're saying. You know your, place. And it's ridiculous, but the more self-reliant you are, the more you can handle your own business and take care of your own shit, then the better it's going to be. And I'm just saying, take care of you and your family because it's your job. So, hey,
right,
little news, little stuff. I had to say, you guys check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/preppingbadass. You can pledge a little bit, keep the badass going, keep the lights on. You could leave a review or like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. I don't know. A lot of you guys probably haven't checked out the YouTube channel yet, but I don't know. Maybe a lot of you have because we have about 1,000 subscribers. So there's, you know, I think it's like 830 or 850, something in there. But
yeah, right.
There's people listening. So, you know, I'm just saying we appreciate it. And, you know, if you like and subscribe, that's awesome. And it just really helps out when you guys leave comments, when you like the episode, that kind of stuff. It really makes a big difference just clicking the button and, you know, leaving it there. And also if you're sharing it with your friends or whatever on YouTube or tell people about it. Also, if you want badass gear, we really do have some cool mugs, some cool t-shirts, cool stuff over at preppingbadass.com. Just click up top. It says badass gear. And we got cool stuff over there, but we always appreciate you guys downloading and listening because it does help and it keeps us going, keeps us motivated. Again, if you have thoughts, ideas, things you want to hear about, I've been getting a few emails on badass recommendations, but you know, any of that stuff, anything you guys want to tell us to, you know, look into, we'd be happy. You know, if we can put in a full episode, we'll make it happen. So I'd say with that, stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.